Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yo, yo.
This is The Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Ain't what you thinking. This is definitely not that. Let's
not
get that.
A retirement party, let's get, ladies let's get, and gentlemen. And don't then, get it, Jay.
I don't need no sympathy. I said that in my post. Man, don't feel sorry for me, bro. I'm straight. I'm good. I'm flourishing. You know what I mean?
All good.
But I would be remiss if I didn't, you know, be honest. Did it catch me by surprise being released? Absolutely. You know what I'm saying?
Let me dive in. Let me dive in.
Well, Ken, is that the Joe Perry project on a funky Friday?
Yeah, Lawrence Mass's own. 71 today, Joe Perry.
Oh, happy birthday.
Yeah.
From Lawrence.
You have to have Joe Perry in your top 10 when it comes to the guitar list, correct?
Boy, top 10 is tough now, but he's no joke. He's an awesome guitar player.
And the man has lived through everything. He's like Keith Richards. I mean, he's lived through everything. This is Mike. Mike, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys doing?
What's up, Mike?
Hey, I just want to say, surprisingly, I think Wiggy's making the better points this morning. I came in the middle. I didn't even realize Cam was talking to his dad, and that explained a little more. But I think Cam's being... I'm kind of surprised. I think he's got some insight there and has a, you know, better perspective on himself and why he got released. And, Greg, I understand what you're saying. He's not admitting that I got beat up. But when's the last time you heard any male pro athlete admit that somebody played better than him? You know, when you lose a game, they don't say, you know, the other team beat us. They, you know, they might say that once in a while, and then they go usually go on a big tear about how they didn't play well and they beat themselves. I mean, I wouldn't expect him or most athletes – at his age to say, yeah, I got beat up by a rookie. So that doesn't surprise me. I mean, I think he's right. A lot of it would have been a distraction. Plus, they saw how he played. He wouldn't have been a great backup either. I mean, I don't think, you know, Cam may not realize that part so much. But,
okay, well, basically, you know, his dad is sitting there saying that he was done dirty.
Mm-hmm.
Cam is acting like he was brought in here this season and given a deal that could be worth $15 million with the intention that he was never going to have the opportunity to be the starting quarterback. It sounds ridiculous to me. It sounds like whining. I mean, I don't know. I know it bothers Wiggy when I say it, but
all thought he was going to be the starter based on the way they were handling things in training camp. So even so, if we all think that he's going to be a starter, you don't think Cam then thinks he's going to be the starter?
You don't think Bill thought he was going to be the starter? Maybe until A, Mac Jones outperformed him, and B, Cam took off to Atlanta and had the missed five days?
Would we stop with the Atlanta thing?
Now, clip about that. Now, here's a quote from Newton on that. quote, to find out that I had to sit out 5 days, he's talking about when he came back, that's when I felt bamboozled because y'all told me to go, end quote. And then he's asked, would he have still gone to see the doctor if he knew it would have cost him 5 days? Absolutely not, he says.
Well, there you go.
And they're still not saying why.
So he was bamboozled. Mm-hmm. There was some bamboozling going on.
He still isn't addressing why he went?
I've not seen that yet.
Went to see a doctor that they said, go see this doctor.
I also think to isolate one part of Mike's point, which I thought was a really good point, he's a professional athlete. It's like us saying that, is Mac cocky or is he confident when he says, no, he wasn't really surprised that he right. got the starting role. That's what you want out of a professional football player. You want them to think that they're the best, right?
Yeah.
So
nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. I think him saying, he didn't beat me in the role is right. kind of expected for a guy
Matt
like
Kills
him.
Matt Kills didn't beat me out.
No.
Yes, he did. He did beat you out. That's what happened. Hello, Jason.
Hey, good morning. How's everybody doing?
What's up, Jay?
So, so we've been watching the Patriots for 20 years. This question is more for Wiggy, but you guys can all chime in. Mm-hmm. Is Cam Newton good enough for this Patriots offense of, like, four receivers, five receivers, just fast pace? I think Cam is, like, the tin man. He'd probably be good, like, for the Ravens or the Ravens backup quarterback, but he doesn't fit the offense, so he just needs to accept that part. That's what I'm thinking.
Well, I think last year with a team that had less talent than this year, they went 7-9. And I think there were a lot of people out there that look at this team and go, okay, they should be able to win 10 games regardless of who the starter is. So we're not talking about Cam Newton as a starter. If you want to say Mac Jones outperformed them and won the starting job, hey, go at it. Mac did play well in the preseason. You can make the argument that he did. We're talking about the reason on why Cam Newton is not here as a backup, and based on what he said on Funky Friday, and we said this before Funky Friday came out, we might have said it last Friday, was that a lot had to do with just his personality and who he is and who he's always been as a person in that locker room. And that's why they chose to say, we're going to go with a backup who has less talent than you and Brian Hoyer, because we feel like with you in that locker room, if Mac is, like Cam said, doesn't have two or three games where he's not playing well, what's the locker room start saying?
By the way, Cam does weigh in on why he went to see the doctor. He says it was a second opinion on his Lisfranc foot injury, a six-month review. I'm getting a little pain, but it's manageable, so I crossed all the lines, I checked all the boxes, I dotted my I's.
Bro, it was a setup.
And then he says he felt bamboozled. Yeah.
Why couldn't Lisfranc have come to Boston?
He was bamboozled.
Lisfranc, she can't fly.
The man was bamboozled. They told him to go, and then they cut him for it.
Well, no, but he gives you an explanation, and instantly you think that he's lying or he's fraudulent.
What do I think he's lying about?
Well, you're the one who goes, they told him to go. Okay. And if he knew that he was going to miss 5 days by going, he wouldn't have went. So let's not make it sound like you made it sound like they can't trust Cam because he's just going to up and leave and go to Atlanta.
So we just listen to everything that is said by him and his dad, and we take that as fact.
No, we...
Well, Bill said that it was approved, too.
Right.
Did he say it was approved?
Oh, yes. So here we go.
He did.
He said it was a team-approved trip. Here we go.
On our show.
Bill said that?
Yes. On our show.
Release, I think.
Yeah. On our show, he said that.
Here goes Greg. That doesn't fit his argument of Cam just up and leaving and go. Cam can't be the backup. Believe, he might just up and leave for five days.
So you believe that Bill Belichick bamboozled Cam, to use his word.
No, I don't believe
telling him to go, telling him it's okay to go to Atlanta, and then he was like,
why don't you believe
evil
him?
Laugh,
with
yes.
That sounds racist.
I don't believe Bill bamboozled him. I believe that it was approved for him to go see this doctor. And that's what happened. And then when he finds out that he has to miss 5 days because of COVID protocol, that was the situation.
He felt bamboozled.
In the press release the statement, it said club-approved medical
Correct.
Appointment.
Yes. The Patriots said that. Yes. They said there was a misunderstanding. I don't believe Bill has ever said that.
Bill said it on our show.
He did?
I think that we should find that clip. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Here's Brian. Hello, Brian.
Hey, guys.
What's up, Wiggy, Brian?
You're going to be able to wear the cape because
when the Patriots win the Super Bowl at some point in the future, if they do with Mac Jones, they'll have Cam Newton and the 7-9 season to thank, because they never would have been able to draft Mac at 15 if they hadn't gone 7-9 last year.
I like that.
All right.
I like that. Mm-hmm. I have no problem with that.
This is Joe. Hello, Joe.
Hello?
Hey, what's up, Joe?
Hey, so I got two things. First off, on the Mac Jones and why he wasn't getting the first reps. I mean, if you know Belichick, he doesn't give anything easy to anyone, and maybe he just left the kid in the back there having to fight his way to get to that first place, see what he could get out of him. You know, and when it comes to Cam Newton, I don't think it's about his hair, it's about his clothing, because we had all of that last year. The distraction comes from when Mac Jones is coming off the sideline in the Giants game, and instead of him having that moment, it becomes all about me, 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 Cam, running alongside of him with his hand over him until he gets to him, and that's what you see on TV. I watched it live, and I cringed for the poor kid.
Well, the distraction comes from a guy who doesn't think that Mac Jones beat him out for the job. So why would you keep the guy
around?
But how
is that a distraction?
What?
How is it a distraction?
That's a distraction. If he doesn't believe.
But unless he's going around the locker room telling people.
No, he's a guy who stays quiet.
No, unless he's going.
He doesn't say anything.
But if he's saying it to media, that's a distraction.
But he's saying that after the fact, after he's been released. If he's the backup and he's going out to the media going, oh, he didn't beat me out. Now he's in the locker room telling guys, hey, I should be starting. Like, that's a distraction.
Yeah, we're talking hypotheticals.
Right, but we know based on what we heard, he was willing to be a backup. Mm-hmm. So he wasn't going to go to the media and be like, oh, I deserve to be the starter. He might have told that to his close-knit circle, his close friends. You know, like, man.
You're telling me that a guy who thinks there aren't 32 other quarterbacks in the league better than him, mm-hmm, and believes that the rookie didn't beat him out for the job, he's not going to be a distraction on either of those points all season long at any point?
Why would he be a distraction?
Now, so, Cam addressed that.
I mean, Cam, though, by the way, I mean, he's got a lot of suitors, so he'll be able to pick his destination. So I'm looking forward to see him join the team today.
If Cam was the backup, he's going around and he's holding press conferences,
saying. Well, he doesn't need the Patriots. He'll sign somewhere else. He's a top 32
saying,
quarterback, right?
Mac didn't beat me out.
Right,
I should be playing. This is the way it is. We all are on the assumption that that's how he was going to be.
Your
Let
emphasis,
me be honest
right?
With you. Come to me. Saying this.
Yeah.
If they would have asked me, would I play behind? They said, Cam, we're going to give the team to Mac.
Okay.
You're going to be the second string. We expect you to be everything and some to guide him throughout this tenure.
Okay.
I would have said, absolutely. Yeah.
Cam.
But listen.
Cam.
Listen. The truth of the matter is this. He would have been uncomfortable.
With you looking over his shoulder?
Yeah.
You felt like that?
Yeah, he would have. And they knew because you have to understand.
You are intimidating presence now.
That is true.
Yeah.
And it comes by mere fact of me being me.
Well, there you go.
He answered your question.
I would like to have his dad as a hype man.
Yeah,
imagine every day if you get up and you feel like you're having an off day and you got the dad to tell you how fantastic you are. Mm-hmm. I would love that.
Isn't that what your dad's supposed to do?
Yep, that's what my dad does.
I'm just going to speak truth to power.
I mean,
it was a sucker move.
That's clearly a guy who was going to be a major distraction, and he's taking a shot at the kid, totally gratuitous, saying that he couldn't have handled it.
He probably couldn't have. You asked for the question, and he said it. He said,
that's a shot at Mac, right?
No. He said, I would have been the number two. I would have helped him. I would have did everything that you told me to do, everything you wanted
but
me
to do. But it's his fault that I'm not doing it.
No. But Bill did not want that there because Cam's partially right. They knew that whether it was Mac looking over his shoulder.
Do you think that's a shot at Mac, Wiggy?
That he'd be looking over his shoulder?
That he couldn't handle it, according to Cam.
No, I don't think that's a shot at any young guy would be in that situation. If I was in that situation as a veteran and there was a young guy behind me that they really were showing love to, I'd be looking over my shoulder like, man, what the hell's going on here? I got to make sure I'm staying on top of things.
To answer your question in the Twitch chat, Champion Matthew 9 says, Wiggy, Greg's father wouldn't let him lose his virginity on prom night. That's the kind of father that he has, all right?
Imagine if Cam was your dad.
We got to take a break. We'll be right back.
This is Patriots Friday on WEEI. Coming up this afternoon at 4.
Michael Lombardi joins Merlone and Fourier
as the guys get you set for Patriots and Dolphins.
Patriots Friday continues after this on WEEI.
You trained for this all year. Endless hours of cardio, conditioning, and weights. And now you are ready.
WEEI Studios, brought to you by DuckDuckGo, privacy simplified.
Heard in Boston and throughout all six New England states.
Sports Radio 93.7, WEEI-FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston.
An Odyssey station.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Patriots Friday on WEEI is brought to you by Kubota, Northeast Electrical, and Town Fair Tire.
This hour of the Greg Hill Morning Show brought to you by 495 Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Jeep Freedom Days sales event.
It's in the center's call because they control the protection.
That's right.
And if you have any type of red flag or an alert, then that's when you kind of overthrow and say,
whoa.
Lucy this. Ricky to 50. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Something like that. But as far as that, man, Mac was cool, man. You know, he was a person who was young. He was still trying to find his way. So
that's why,
and that's why I was just saying, what can he teach me when it's coming at him faster than it was coming at me? You know what I mean? I would always ask Mac, and we was helping each other. You know what I mean? Where it's like, bro, you straight, bro? And I would go to Hoister and be like, bro, you seen something that I ain't see, or what was the mic or XYZ? And then me and Josh had a great dialogue after practice or during practice that, you know, he would tell me, you know. But as far as I felt and toes above where I was understanding
12 months ago.
Oh, man.
Without a doubt. So, but I mean.
We want the bump. Give out the bump. We need the bump. We gotta have the bump.
Honestly, no offense to you, Courtney, but I wish Cam's dad had been in the co-host search. I mean, that guy
He's good.
It's like Method Man. He rides with you, and he gives you the yay and the. And he's just there to say, yes, you're right.
That's what your dad's supposed to do, man. Greg, I know you had a hard one. Like, nah, you can't.
Yeah, I did.
You can't go out.
Yeah, my old man was a little hard on me.
Possibly get you some nookie tonight on your senior prom. God, I want your ass nookie home by 10.
Nice nookie drum.
This is Mark. Hello, Mark.
Yeah, so I got to start this off by saying, Wiggy, your loyalty and your passion is awesome. It's paramount.
Appreciate it.
In this situation, I think you're not giving enough credit to quote unquote the kid. And that's how Cam is playing the kid. All right. Think about this kid. He had a quarterback battle at Alabama. He stayed as a two and then came in as an injury and brought him to a national championship. Eventually he handled Saban. He got to the Patriots. He worked with McDaniels, he worked with Belichick, and he handled the both of them. So for Cam to say something like, oh, well, this kid, he wasn't going to handle me being number two, looking over his shoulder. Again, that just points out one thing. Cam is me, 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 whereas Mac Jones was, put me in the system, I'll answer the questions on the radio the right way,
mm-hmm.
I'm here.
Mm-hmm. Right, but Mark, but all players do that when somebody's breathing down their neck. The greatest quarterback of all time said, get that guy out of here. His hot breath is on my neck, Robert. Send Jimmy somewhere else but here because I can feel that hot breath on my back of my neck. And I think he went to Starbucks and got a Venti. All quarterbacks do that. So he's not taking a shot at Mac. He's just saying human nature by you in a position.
No. But he could say it that way. But he's not. He's saying the young kid. The
right,
kid who had to come in and had to learn twice as much as I do.
Mark,
I was helping him learn the playbook just as much as
Mark,
he was helping me learn the
Mark,
playbook.
But that's
all stuff that an older guy says when the new guy comes
right,
in and is faster,
right,
smarter, and can get the job done.
Right, but Mark, that's the reality of it. I've been in those situations before where you look and you go, wait a second, you know, they trying to replace me with this young kid. Or I've been in situations where I was the young kid and the new guy, the older veteran, is looking over his shoulder like, wait a second, this kid's getting a little bit close to my spot.
But that's how is he going to accept a backup role if he doesn't believe that Mac Jones beat him out for the job?
That's easy to do. People accept backup roles all the time and all the sports.
Being, when he says that, no. I think he's being disingenuous.
People do it all the time,
he's
Greg,
being
in sports.
Fib Newton.
Oh.
That's what he's saying. First public video, and he's
right,
already saying
we're
he
back.
Couldn't handle it, but the kid shouldn't have been there.
People do that.
Say that again, Mark.
It's his first publicly and produced video, not mm-hmm. just shooting it off the hip. And he's already saying he couldn't handle being the backup. You think they want this guy back there every week saying, well, I would have done it this way. It should have been me.
Yeah.
I should have done it that way.
Mark,
breathe.
Are you
That's not what Mac would have been about.
Mark, are you a Pats fan?
Absolutely.
Okay. Now, I remember a time when there was a guy who said, I don't think I should be the backup, but guess what? I'm going to take the backup role and I'm going to help the young kid and I'm going to do everything I have to do because this is what you want me to do. I'm not going to cause no problems in the locker room and I'm going to help this young kid even though I still feel like I should be the starter.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? We won a Super Bowl in 2001 with Drew Bledsoe as a backup.
Oh, that wasn't a distraction.
No, it was not. It wasn't a distraction. I was in that locker room. Drew wasn't going around to people going, I should still be playing.
Yeah, he was just whispering to Borges.
He wasn't saying
yeah, anything. Where's my next stop, right?
He wasn't saying to anything, but it wasn't a distraction in that locker room. I was in that locker
right,
room.
Right, but see what Curtis just said?
What's that?
He was whispering to Borges. He wasn't out there telling the millions
mm-hmm.
that he wasn't beat out. There's a big difference between what Drew did in your locker room,
uh-huh.
and what Cam is doing now.
Bingo.
There's
Wiggy's,
no difference.
Wiggy's saying, though, if he had gotten the backup role, he wouldn't be doing that.
Right.
So that's right. The difference.
That's what Cam said.
So my question to Wiggy, once mm-hmm. again, why on September 10th is Cam Newton sitting in the middle of a football field in high school at a high school stadium,
right?
Maybe, I don't know where it is, Georgia, wherever, instead of being on a roster in the NFL?
he would have been uncomfortable.
Well, because I think a lot of teams look at Cam in that way of, well, we can't bring
it's
this.
It's not a lot of teams. It's 32.
All right, I think there are 32 teams that have quarterbacks in position, and they're not going to bring a guy in
as a distraction.
That the guy that's the starter will be looking over his shoulder, that potentially the guy we bringing in has this big personality.
If he knew he was being set up and bamboozled, why is he on Instagram essentially a day before he's going to get cut with his QB1 post?
Because I don't think he thought that he wasn't gonna that he was gonna get cut.
Well, he thought I can't figure out what
he said he didn't think he was gonna get cut.
Right. So how do you not get that? I mean, he's not speaking in another language. He said when they released me, I was in shock.
Didn't he say that he got an inkling of what was going on when he didn't get as he got like two reps?
Yeah, he's saying looking back on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, looking back on it. But okay. He reflecting back.
He meant I think as the starter. He meant I probably am not starting, but I'm going to be the backup.
Did you hear a lot of accountability in that conversation?
No, accountable for what?
Okay. His performance.
Repeat the question and ask it back every time.
Did he have a chance to win the job and be the starter?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Right. And did he win it? No. Did he lose the job?
Did he do anything to lose the job as a starting quarterback?
Clearly he did. Clearly he did. So, in Bill's mind, clearly he did.
Okay, so you were one of the people that said Mac Jones is going to be a starter week one.
No, I didn't say either. Ninkovich said it on this program.
Ninkovich was the only one who said that Mac Jones was probably going to
start. Because he has sources.
He does have sources.
He has sources.
We
That's
know
why.
He's plugged in that building.
Here's your pal, Derek, the Steelers fan. Hello, Derek.
Well, good morning, everyone.
What's happening, Derek?
Hey, for the first time in a long time last night, I felt pretty good, Hilda. You know, I really did. Hey, Gronk's washed too, huh? I remember hearing that. He looked like crap last night, didn't he?
I mean, yeah, they all showed up. Antonio Brown, AB is a new guy. I mean, that is a super team down there, Derek.
Daddy loves you.
I can't even blame Bill for the Antonio Brown thing. The guy's a nitwit, and he got what was coming to him. The fact is this, and if I could, I'd really like to get to something from my buddy Kenny real quick after this. But, you know, all the talk of Bill versus Brady, it's dead, people. It's over. It's a wrap. Bill thought Brady was washed? Wrong. He thought Gronk was washed? Wrong. This wasn't about anything other than the fact, Hildog, I was telling you this for years on your show, they hate each other. Period. End of discussion. Bill fell in love with the limelight, the bright lights in the big city. Pretty was changing. Bobby was distracted with God knows what. And guess what? Here we are. You want to know who's washed? It's Wiggy's buddy Cam. That's what a player looks like when they're washed, everyone. Meanwhile, the dynasty moved down south, and I can't get enough of it. If I could, Greg. If I could get to my buddy Ken.
Yes, go ahead. Quickly.
Oh,
please.
Oh, wow. Oh. Somehow Derek got dropped.
Wow.
Management.
Wow, he got bamboozled.
Management. Wow.
An accident. That
was a management move right there.
No, it was a mistake. Not sure what happened there.
Wow. That we used to call that censorship.
And Derek, the Steelers fan, is recovering from surgery.
Yeah, the man is recovering from surgery. And he just wanted to speak to you.
Well, what's great is he's talking right now and thinks he's on the air.
He's got a full-on COVID rant going on right now in his hospital bed.
Ken felt like he was a distraction.
All right. Speaking of Ken, let's get to what is trending.
For nearly 30 years, the home of the Boston sports fan. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, trending now brought to you by Red River Technology. Red River, tech decisions are not black and white. Think red. Now the bamboozled cut. It's a bit of a long one, but I think it's good, Greg. You want to hear it here?
Yes, absolutely.
This is Cam describing the trip to Atlanta and how he feels about it in hindsight now.
This had nothing to do with no vaccination. And let's just be honest, and let's go back real quick, going back to being away from the team for those 5 days.
Yeah.
They gave me clearance to go. So I don't want nobody to think that that I just went up, like, I'm owed a second opinion. That's just a fact. That's in.
So you want to talk about why the trip was necessary or what that was about?
The trip was necessary because this was the last time I felt that I was going to have an opportunity to get in a second opinion. Not to say that the personnel, not to say the personnel and with the Patriots wasn't coherent to telling me everything that I needed to know, but having four eyes on it is better than having two eyes on it, in my opinion. And it wasn't that I was having any issues or pain. I just wanted to do a checkup, you know, with the person who, in essence, diagnosed me with the lens fracture. I felt obligated to kind of, you know, check back in with like a 6-month review or to say, hey, listen, doc, man, right, this is how I'm feeling. Like, I'm getting a little pain.
Yeah.
You know, it's manageable. You know, but just check it out.
At that joint or your foot in general?
No. Nothing. It was just, I'm just giving you hypotheticals.
All right.
So I crossed all the lines. I checked all the boxes. I, you know, dotted all my I's. And then to find out that I had to sit out, but I'm like, that's when I kind of felt bamboozled because I'm like, y'all told me to go.
Yeah.
If you said, it wasn't like, Cam, now you know if you go, you're taking it up on your own wrist now.
Correct.
It was not that. It
Would
was like,
you
oh,
have
man.
Gone knowing the situation?
Absolutely not.
No. No. It was a scurrilous bamboozling. Mm.
Also,
that was underfoot down there.
I was completely off on anything going on with his dad.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, couldn't
yes, you were, yeah, you
have
were,
been
you
more
were far
off.
Away.
That's right. You totally smeared him.
Yes. Yeah. No, I didn't smear him. But I said I thought that he
probably was carrying water for him.
Yes.
But that thought did give us the famous Bill, I don't know what you're talking about, Courtney. So in a way, we win in the end.
Yes.
But Cecil did thank Bill and Mr. Kraft at the end of the interview. Greg, so you'd be happy about that.
Okay.
So Cecil's come to peace.
Oh, yeah.
Even though he said
I thought he said they did him dirty.
They did. He did say
that.
That's
all right.
Why are you thanking a guy if they did your son dirty? Because you could do that.
I wouldn't do that.
It's like, you know what? You get in a fight with somebody and be like, at the end of it, hey, good job. It was all good.
Okay.
appreciate you taking the time out.
All right. Did Cecil address whether or not buffalo chicken dip is the very best dip on the planet?
I think they
got to get him on your podcast for that.
I think he likes buffalo chicken dip.
Okay,
yeah, right, I think he likes that.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Where's extra sauce?
Mm-hmm.
He's looking for a co-host.
Oh, yeah. The other one.
Got furloughed.
The other Courtney. Sayonara.
Red Sox at 8:10 tonight in Chicago against the White Sox on the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network, and that's what's trending.
Life is defined by special moments and everyday moments. Protect every moment for your family with simple, affordable life insurance from SBLI. Call 888-GET-SBLI today.
To the DuckDuckGo for Privacy Weather Center, here's Curtis.
It is sunny, 65 degrees, great day, afternoon high of 75.
It actually isn't. You've been bamboozled. It's raining out.
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to take no accountability and blame everybody else.
You have been bamboozled, Curtis.
Damn it, Steve Jobs.
And Curtis wore the flamingo dress again. Brought to you by SBLI Life Insurance that treats you better. Visit SBLI.com today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is The Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
She got bamboozled. You got bamboozled.
That's when I kind of felt bamboozled.
There is nothing worse than a bamboozling, especially when you don't see the bamboozling coming.
No.
Could be a good t-shirt.
Oh, that could be a great shirt.
That could be a great shirt.
Bamboozled.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's my name, my autobiography.
Bamboozled.
That's when I kind of felt bamboozled.
Bamboozled.
That's what Malcolm X said.
Mm-hmm. Bamboozled.
Yep, I think of Malcolm X when I think of Cam Newton.
Here is Bill. Hello, Bill.
I'm trying to look at this logically, okay?
Yes.
And I think that Max should be the starter, even though I don't think he like blew him out in the preseason, seeing all the guys he played against are not working at Walmart. But if he didn't get bamboozled, that only means one thing, that Bill Belichick, the most detail-oriented guy in the history of the league, didn't know the basic COVID protocols? Is that what we're going to say? Is that Bill Belichick didn't understand that if Cam Newton went on a team-approved trip, he was going to miss 5 days? Are we really going to say that?
Why is he getting?
That's a good point.
Answer this: why is he getting a second opinion on a foot that's fine and there's no issue with it?
That's totally irrelevant. The bottom line is they said go, and the answer and the only question to that is why would they say go if they knew he was going to miss 5 days?
I really think
we need to get the Mac man in there.
Well, I guess we could. I guess we could ask Bill about it Monday.
Good luck with that one.
When he's on this show at 6:30 a.m. Monday morning, we can ask him if Cam Newton was bamboozled.
In all sincerity, though, I do believe the team needs to say something. Like, this is out there, and I think that they will either behind the scenes to Mike Reese or someone say what happened, or publicly at you know a dais, Belichick can explain it, because I think this does need to be clarified.
So, Bill, you think he was done dirty, like his father said?
Well, I'm just looking at after listening to all the stuff you guys played today, I can't see it any other way. There's no chance the Patriots don't know the COVID protocols. It's fairly basic. And they sent this guy there, team approved, and then he comes back and he misses 5 days of important practices with the New York Giants. And the next thing you know, Mac Jones is your quarterback. I mean, you tell me, guys. I mean, put the dots together here.
He was camboozled.
Yeah. Greg don't like those dots.
That's a good t-shirt.
It's texters. I can't take credit for that.
Bill must be pissed, though. Bill must be pissed, though, because he's like, all right, now we're finally going to get playing time underway with Mac. It's Cam's in our rearview mirror. I won't be asked about this anymore. And then to release a video like this, he's like, I have another week now of questions.
Well, that's why he's not here.
Right.
I mean, that is the essence of why, because this is a distraction.
Oh, it's only a distraction because he's not here. If he was here, you wouldn't have this type of Funky Friday. It would have been your, you know, five best rappers of all time.
Yeah. Would have been a Friendlies Friday.
Yeah, it would have been a Funky Friday.
I do love Friendlies.
Oh, you know, love a Fribble.
Your favorite donuts.
What is your verdict on the Shaw's Star Market donuts, by the way?
I like them. I got
delicious.
I got the glazed.
The glazed?
Yeah, I got the glazed donut.
We have really important breaking news out of Pro Football Focus. The highest graded player in last night's game, Tom Brady. Ugh. Thank you.
Oh, man.
Oh, what a day.
This is Joe. Hello, Joe.
Hey, how are you?
What's up?
I think that Bill Belichick is an absolute genius. I don't care what Wiggy has to say. This was incredibly pre-planned that Belichick needed a week with Mac Jones without Cam Newton, sent him away, blamed it on the whole COVID thing, and then Cam's here. It's pure genius. Belichick, unbelievable.
I guess. Maybe it was subtifuge.
It was a dirty move. It was a sucker move.
He wanted everybody, including Cam, to think that Cam Newton was the starter and Mac Jones was going to be the starter all along.
But like Cam, I don't really think that 5 days did anything to make the decision of, okay, here's where we're going with Mac. I think if they felt like they were going with Mac, they knew that before they started practice against the Giants. I don't feel like, and Cam said it himself. He felt like, all right, they were gonna go with Mac as the starter,
but they kept him around in case of injury.
Well, yeah. Well, I think Cam was under the impression that, all right, then I'm, you know, he wasn't 100% sure, but when he walked in and he started to realize, he goes, okay, well, they're probably going to tell me Mac's starting and I'm the backup.
But you think before that, in the last preseason game, you think Cam had an inkling that Mac was going to be the starter?
Yeah, I don't think it
even
had any...
when he was walking down the, stomping down the sideline to get the high five from Mac?
Yeah, I think that maybe he didn't know at that moment, but I don't think the Giants practice or the time that he missed would have helped or hurt him in any way. I think the decision was made, and then whatever he's feeling around that building when he does have to go meet with Bill, I think he's under the impression that, okay, Bill is going to tell me that Mac is the starter. Because in his mind, he's probably thinking 15th overall pick, this guy's going to start.
Maybe the bamboozling was when Bill told him that he didn't want to meet him in the office. He wanted to meet him in the cafeteria, and Cam thought they were just getting breakfast pastries together.
No, he said that's what he knew. That's what he knew.
Well, that's when I kind of felt bamboozled.
Where did Bill let you know that you were no longer going to be with the organization? Was that in his office?
In his office.
Oh, yeah. Well, I wonder why he didn't want Cam in the office.
But I mean, maybe because I was used to that. Cam had never been in that situation before.
You're letting an employee go. I guess you want him throwing things around or something in your office. Right. What room did he take him to?
I don't know. That's the most interesting question.
It was in the basement where they keep Mangini.
But you know what? You're learning. I learned from
I could say I'm on fire and Wiggy would just run right past it.
I learned from Club Shay Shay with Shannon Sharp that Terrell Owens, they let him know, they cut him, Jerry Jones cut him at a restaurant at dinner.
That's so, a nice way to do it.
Yeah. I picked up the tab.
I have my two-part question ready for Monday for Bill. Hey, Bill, two-part question. A, do you believe that you bamboozled Cam? Secondly, what do you make of his dad calling you a straight-up sucker?
It was a sucker move.
Sucker move. Didn't call him a sucker. He said it was a sucker move.
Sucker move.
Yeah, it was a sucker move.
Now, what's the difference?
There's a difference there.
I'm asking what
just
it is.
Because you do a sucker move don't mean you're a sucker.
But isn't that a definite sort of sign?
Mm-mm. No, it's like saying something that was like you're an a-hole for saying it, but you're not always an a-hole.
Mm. Yeah, that's right.
Right.
David.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up, David?
How we doing?
What's up?
I just wanted to tell Wiggy and everybody, just a different take. Cam Newton did not perform well enough. He was never picked up. The Patriots signed him. He was without a job. Bill gave him a shot. They played him. He didn't play well. We all know that. His stats weren't good. He looked slow. He looked confused. Bill kept him on board, talked him up, gave him reps in the preseason. He set him up now at least to be re-signed with somebody else. The rest is up to him. He should have known this was coming. He didn't perform.
Well, Bill didn't really give him reps in the preseason. Let's be honest. In preseason games, Cam only got, what, two series in the first game.
Oh, here we go. You never said that after the game.
No. But I'm talking about for the caller as far as him getting, like, you know, when you're in the preseason, you want to use these games for, like, audition films, right?
Whoa. He couldn't do it in the office because Cam wasn't vaccinated, so he had to be socially distanced when he cut him.
So they were outside.
That's what happened.
And I heard Nike was there, which is, like, an odd.
All right. Nike actually did it.
We will be right back.
Sox get a series underway in Chicago with the White Sox. Pregame 7:10, first pitch 8:10.
On your exclusive home for Red Sox baseball.
WEEI.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Greg Hill Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
Tell me, do you think it'd be all right if I could just crash here tonight? You can see I'm no sheep or driving. And anyway, I've got no place to go. It's a no, it might not be that bad. You were the best I'd ever had.
Not bad, Ken. Ending it with the Gin Blossoms. I like that choice.
Yeah, they're in New Hampshire either this weekend or next, I forget, at the Anheuser-Busch Brewery.
My favorite band.
Are you going to go? Have you been to a concert yet?
Just Guns N' Roses.
Oh, yeah.
Black Crowes next week. I think I'm going there.
You are?
Yeah.
Where are they at?
Mansfield.
Oh, man.
Maroon 5 this weekend at Fenway on Sunday.
At Fenway?
Yep.
Rick Ross next week.
Mm.
Ricky Rose.
I'll be there.
Big Night Live. You're going to be there?
Thinking about it.
No, but somebody that who's opening up for Maroon 5? You talk about them all the time. You want to see them? Who is it?
LFO.
I'm having a senior moment. Ooh. Is it Machine Gun
Kelly?
Kelly, yeah.
Ooh, is it?
Yes.
I was.
I think so. Yes.
I don't know, but I think Machine Gun Kelly's doing rock now. So
Ava Max is.
Maybe Machine Gun Kelly is down at the bank, whatever bank owns bank the pavilion place. Oh. I don't know.
The biggest performance this weekend, outside of Mac Jones' debut Sunday at 4:25, is Dale Arnold calling Sox games.
Oh, wow.
Excellent.
So tune in.
Back in the loop.
All right, well, we got to go. Gresh gets mad if I stay late, so I got to get out of here. More, I'm sure, on Cam Newton from those guys.
Hmm.
More on Patriots Friday.
You don't like somebody breathing down your neck.
Well, a guest lineup for the rest of the day?
Well, they have Damian Harris or Kyle Duggar, one of the two.
I think Duggar.
Is it Duggar today?
Okay. Yeah, okay.
And Michael Lombardi, 4 o'clock with Merlone and Fourier.
Excellent. All right. We will be back on Monday with Bill Belichick at 6:30. Thank you for listening. Go Pats.
Go Pats.
Anything else? Anybody else before we go? Anything? Wiggy?
No, big game tonight.
Oh, big game tonight.
High school football is back. I know Bentley won last week.
Yes.
So they play Tomorrow night?
I don't know, because Brees isn't playing this year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so and I can't. Would it be weird if I just went to Bentley games if Brees wasn't playing? It would be?
Well, no, actually, no.
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 What if I had a tailgate? Would
if
that be
Brees
weird?
Goes with you, that's fine. That's if you're okay. alone, that's
yeah.
weird.
Yeah, they Central Catholic plays out in Lawrence. I mean, not Lawrence, Springfield.
Springfield.
Yeah.
Don't that's go to Lawrence. That's a hike. They'll go to, yeah, you're going up to Springfield?
Is it up or
out?
West?
Out to Springfield.
Yeah, that's
There's a good
hike.
Pizza place out there. I think it's like Rose's. Rose's Pizza or something?
Yeah, you got to be careful.
I think it's Papa John.
Also,
go down the wrong street in Springfield. Hey, it ain't an easy place to play, man. Yeah.
I
every time I see, especially law enforcement, I tell them.
You say thank you.
I'd say thank you and be safe out there. Yep.
All right. Gresham Keefe is next. Have a great weekend. Thank you for listening.
Up next, it's Gresh and Keefe. EEI.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.